Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've been asked to talk a little bit about the Islamic attitude towards sex and sexuality, and why is it that Islam seems to be a religion that some people say is obsessed with controlling, with limiting, with regulating human sexuality? Well, the fact of the matter is that Islam views the human sexual experience as being one of the greatest gifts that God has given to mankind. In medieval Christianity, some Christian theologians have actually considered sex to be something that is disgusting, that is a mortal sin that should only be engaged in for the base purpose of procreation of human species. The fact of the matter is that Islam never had that attitude. It's actually a very healthy part of being a human being. It's a very normal part of being a human being. We wouldn't be humans if we didn't engage in intimacy and intercourse. However, the fact of the matter is that like every single desire, like every single feeling that a person has, it can be used properly and it can be misused and abused. Eating is a natural human phenomenon. But if we start eating all the time, or if we start eating products that are harmful to us, then this will lead to something that will cause harm to the body. Of course, the concept or the desire to eat is natural, but it must be put and it must be manifested in a way that is helpful to society. Similarly, sex and sexuality is a natural part of being a human. And in fact, God created within us the yearning, the desire, the capacity to engage in intimacy, and He made it one of the greatest experiences of human existence. However, He has told us that the only way to truly find fulfillment in this act that is beneficial to the person and to the family and to society as a whole is to confine sexuality and to confine intimacy within the bounds of marriage. And therefore, Islam encourages healthy sexuality within marriage, and our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told us to get married. And he said that, I strongly encourage all of you who are young to get married, because he doesn't want us to try to fulfill these desires outside the bonds of marriage. And the fact is that God tells us, in fact, it is an act of charity. In other words, we get rewarded according to our religion. We get rewarded for being romantic. We get rewarded by God for being intimate with our spouses. However, if we engage in sexuality, if we engage in intimacy outside the bonds of marriage, this is harmful to the self, it's harmful to the family, and it's harmful to society. And we firmly believe, therefore, that as believers and as pious and righteous individuals, we should not be playing around with this. We should not be engaging in casual or loose intercourse, that this goes against the natural way that God has created us. The purpose of a marriage, one of the primary purposes of marriage, is not just procreation. Islamically, it's also recreation. It's also engaging in fun and games. It's just having a good time with your family. This is a part and parcel of being a human. And therefore, simply put, Islam regulates sexuality because an unregulated sexuality leads to harms that are personal, harms that are familial, and harms that are societal. And we firmly believe that God intended for us to practice His laws to bring about the best type of society possible. And when we regulate sexuality and we confine it within the confines of marriage, this is when, and this is the only time when, this human emotion will be manifested in the most productive and useful way.